Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Thank you for joining the Employee Cycle Podcast as a guest to discuss this topic around how to hire in the new normal, especially as the world is changing pretty quickly with a global health crisis, with a very, very impactful economic recession, and then also with a lot of, you know, racial injustice and civil unrest and a lot of things going on in the world right now. So thank you so much for taking time to be on the podcast. So it would be great if before we start, you could provide some background on yourself, including your name, your company, and where you're located.
My name is Sue Burnett. I'm president of Burnett Specialist. We are a staffing and placement firm, and we are located with four offices in Houston, Texas, offices in Austin, San Antonio, El Paso, and then we operate in Dallas as Choice Specialist. And we place people in professional and also non-professional positions as temporaries, and also we place them in full-time positions.
Awesome. So now that we're talking about how to hire in the new normal, what is your general take overall in regards to how companies should think about hiring candidates, especially with us going through this COVID pandemic right now?
Well, I actually think that this is an opportunity for companies to be able to get some very high quality employees. I know in the last year, our unemployment was very low and companies were struggling to find people that fit really what they needed. And now there are more people that are on the job market. And so you might be able to find people that are going to be a little bit higher quality to fit the jobs that you really needed a few months ago.
Interesting. So one of the things that you think will happen and a byproduct of this recession and health pandemic is that companies will be able to find talent that not only talent that they may have not been able to access before, but also hire them faster and shorten their time to hire?
Yes, I think that that you'll be able to hire people faster than you were before, but also it's going to give you an opportunity to maybe look at your organization and evaluate who are your strong players, who are your weak players, and it may be that you need to reorganize and bring in stronger players if you have people that are going to be weak players.
Got it. So, you know, this is such an interesting conversation because I'm sure now there's a lot more people applying for the roles. And so does that potentially impact the time to hire in a negative way? Because now you actually have more resumes or more LinkedIn profiles to go through. So in essence, it might actually take you longer to hire?
Well, if you're trying to hire people on your own, you will find that in a market like this, that if you run an ad, you will get a tsunami of resumes. And a lot of them will be very unqualified. And so, and you get them from all over the world. It's not like you just get them from your city, but you get them from everywhere. So because I'm in the staffing and placement business, of course, we have clients that are still using us to help them fill those positions because they can't deal with going through hundreds or thousands of resumes. They don't have time to call all these people, find out what they've made in the past, interview them, screen them. They want us to go through that whole process for them and then submit the best two or three candidates to them so that they can save time and that they are focusing on their work versus spending hours and hours trying to fill positions.
Got it. So for companies out there that are really having a tough time hiring, and not because that they're not getting enough applicants, but that they're getting too many applicants, it sounds like a good solution for them would be to work with a company like yours to be able to help automate this process.
Yes. And the other side of that is that I've seen this. I've been in the industry now. This is my 50th year in the industry. And I've seen in the past all of the recessions that we've done that there have been companies that have laid people off, but yet they needed to hire some people and they didn't want to put an ad out that they were hiring because they had laid people off and they didn't want the same people responding to the ad to say, can I come back to work? So a lot of times we'll see people laying people off out the front door and hiring people through the back door.
Got it. So working with a staffing firm or a partner to help you bring on talent is a way to hire in stealth mode.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And a lot of companies do not want to advertise since they have done layoffs that they are hiring.
I must ask, and I know you're working externally as a consultant and advisor to companies when they're going through this hiring process, but I'm curious if you have any insight into how does that affect the existing employee base when they see so many people getting laid off, but then others getting hired?
I think it depends because a lot of times the people that they're laying off may be in certain positions. And let's just use an example. Let's say that they're laying off support staff, but yet they need an accountant. And none of the support people were qualified for that job, but they need an accountant and no one on the staff has that qualification. So they need to bring somebody in to fill a specific job. It really doesn't create a problem when people know that that position, there's no one internally that could fill it.
So we already spoke about getting a tsunami of applications that probably will include a lot of unqualified candidates that are just applying and creating a spray and pray model to just see who might entertain and a job opportunity for them. But what are some of the other challenges that companies will probably face as they're looking to hire in this new normal and post-COVID world?
I think one of the big challenges is that if the company is still working from home, and we have clients that are still working from home, but they need employees. And so the challenge becomes doing the interviewing by FaceTime or Zoom or Skype. And they're not used to that. They're used to actually meeting people in person. It's not the same, but you can see the candidate and you can observe their body language and things like that. I think that also we have clients that are starting brand new hires and that they're starting at home and have never even been to the office. That's a very, very different situation than we've ever had in the past. And they're setting them up and telling them what to do and actually training them online or on the telephone and telling them what to do. And these people have not even physically met people within the company. That's a challenge, but we see it happening. And we have people starting to work all the time right now at home, and they have not even seen that office before. The other side is that we also see clients that need to hire, but they're going to push the start date back until they're in the office full time. So they're going to go ahead and do the interviewing, make an offer, and then have that person start once they are fully back in the office. And we see that scenario also.
Got it. And then how does that potentially affect the onboarding process?
Well, it's a challenge for the people who are used to spending all day long with an employee in the office doing training. They have to figure out a way to train them either online or on the telephone or sending them materials. It becomes a whole new onboarding experience. And the other thing that I would suggest is that if you could take a, like your phone and walk through your office and do an actual tour of your office on the phone with a video where you can send that video to an applicant so that at least can see what that office is like. And I think talking to more people on the phone in the interview process also helps for them to be able to meet and see people on FaceTime, Zoom, or Skype, and not just have a voice on the telephone.
Have you experienced working with any companies yet that have already made the decision to go from working in the office to purely working remotely and trying to figure out and transition what does hiring look like now?
We actually have seen some clients who are talking about that. They are not there yet, but they definitely have pushed back their go back to work dates until July or August. And some have not even set a date. They're like on an indefinite, this is working for us. We're going to continue to do this. I think this will work for companies as long as people aren't quitting and they don't need new employees. But at some point, the company has to make a decision. Are we going to continue working from home like this for a year or two or indefinitely, or are we actually going to go back? What companies lose when everyone works from home is that there is a culture. And if they all know each other, that's great. But for new people coming in who don't know anyone, they're not part of that culture. They don't know those people. They don't have friends in the office. And they don't really feel like a team member until they are physically in an office and being able to meet people.
But for those who will transition or keep pushing off the back to the office date, what are some recommendations for HR teams, managers, and recruiters, or anyone for that matter that is helping in the onboarding process that needs to do it remotely?
Well, once again, Zoom is a great tool. There's a professional Zoom that you can pay for and you can use it on an extended length of time. Zoom does help because you can see each other and you can send them materials, you know, on the computer that they can look at, and you can go over and talk to them about those materials. We do also have some people that have gone to the office and met a new person just to have them sign paperwork or to at least get a tour of the office. They socially distance, wear a mask, whatever, but at least they are able to physically go to the office. Because in many cases, we have companies that have given someone a computer to use. So the person has to physically go to the office to get the computer.
Interesting. So what is the mindset and what are some of the skill sets you think an HR person should be bringing to the table as they're looking to hire in this new normal or whatever we're calling this period now post-COVID, where we're not quite sure what things will look like?
Well, I think that this is, once again, an opportunity to look at your company and make changes that you had not planned on. I know in my case personally, I have offices, I have 10 offices in 5 cities. And we have always believed in working in the office and that it gives our staff camaraderie, teamwork, a culture. People are happy working in the office. They have their friends that they've developed. So we've always been very strong about that. But what this has shown me as an owner is that my people can function working from home. So what I see going forward for our company is maybe a more flexible schedule where you're in the office maybe a couple of days a week and then working from home 2 or 3 days. And I'm going to be much more open to that as a president of a company than I have been in the past. Once again, it's the new people that I become concerned about, because if they don't know the people that have been there for a long time, they won't have those friendships. But, you know, what the advantage is to having your internal staff work remotely is that it keeps them happy and retained. You'll have less turnover. It stops the spread of any disease in the office. And it enables your firm to actually recruit workers who really want to work at home, but maybe haven't had that opportunity because your rules were that you didn't want people working from home. And it actually enables your firm to recruit non-local workers too, meaning that there could be people in other cities that could work for you if they're working from home, and it saves on rent. I have heard, and I will say, I have heard multiple companies say that when their lease comes up, they are going to take less space. So I think that this has shown them that they don't have to have as big of an office.
Sue, thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. The topic that we've been discussing here is such an important one right now as companies are trying to figure out, should they still hire? If so, what does that look like? If they went through any type of layoff or furlough or had any negative impact on their workforce, how do they then go back and continue to hire after letting people go? I mean, these are so many things that I've heard HR leaders discuss, and I'm sure there's so many others who I haven't spoken with who are thinking about this. So we really appreciate you providing context and sharing your wisdom and experience with us. So on behalf of our team at Employee Cycle and everyone listening to this, we hope that you, your family, and everyone at your company stay safe and stay healthy. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being with you.